Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
For year-round comfort you can count on, call Max Heating and Air. Serving the Pine Belt and surrounding areas, they handle heating, cooling, spray foam insulation, duct cleaning, and more. Quality service, trusted experts. Call Max Heating and Air at 601-649-4087.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the road. First remote of 2026, and where better to be than Ramey Motors down here in Purvis. Bob, Kelly, Dima, all with you. Kelly, I love a place where you come, there are deer heads on all the office walls, and guys bring their dogs to work with them. There's just nothing better, huh?
That's Mississippi in a nutshell.
I love it, man.
And it's also Ramey's Motors and Power Sports.
Correct.
You know, because of all the boats and everything.
Yeah, Luke Johnson named it one time. He was right. It was like a grown man's toy store.
Yeah.
And I think he's right about that. Glad to be back down here. And Dakota Baker will be joining us a little later in the program. Steve Knight, the head basketball coach at William Carey, is going to join us as well. They're having some kind of year. Basketball, though, let's talk about that. Both the men and the women in action last night. We'll start with the home game. Dima, I know you were there. Tough game. I thought the ladies competed well most of the game, but in the end, JMU's just too much. They pull away. Looked bigger to me, looked stronger to me, and really blocked out well. They were just too much down the stretch.
Yeah, and really in the first quarter, Southern Miss women's basketball, they were terrible. I'm talking about terrible. They were lucky to be in that game to start. They were down 13 at halftime, I think. They were just getting dominated. I mean, it was just lazy passes, like, left and right, which would turn into steals. They couldn't, like you said, box out anybody. Jamie was getting all these offensive rebounds. And then in the third quarter, it was like, the light switched off, and it's kind of like what we've seen in the past with the women's basketball,
right? They
looked
really good.
They looked amazing. And they came back and even tied the game at 45. But then James Madison just kept hitting shot after shot after shot, and Southern Miss just really couldn't stop them at all. And, I forgot the number exactly, but I think James Madison had 15 second chance points in the fourth quarter. And so when you give them that many offensive rebounds and that many second chance points, you're really not going to be able to beat a really good James Madison team like they are. Carly Keats only with 2 points last night. Ja'Kayla Johnson, 22 points. Whitney Hart had a pretty good game with 17. But, the team itself isn't very healthy as well. Morgan Sieper, she played maybe less than a minute last night.
Is she injured?
Yeah, Coach Bilderback said that it was some kind of shoulder with her.
Yeah,
they're just not in a good space right now. So the loss drops them to 12-11 overall. But in the Sun Belt standings, they dropped to 5-7. So now they're six games back from first place.
I watched the game on TV. I know you were there. My observation was just what you said in the fourth quarter, the dominance of James Madison on the offensive board was really something to see. And they just took control of the basketball.
And we talked yesterday on the program about how when you're playing James Madison, you have very little room for error. You know, the James Madison men's team, different story. But this women's team.
The women are good.
Yeah, the women's team. And they were favored coming into this game, even though they were playing on the road. So there really was little room for error. So even if you get off to a slow start, you think, okay, there's time to make that up. And they did to a degree. I mean, let's talk about the game being tied. So it was there. But ultimately, I think maybe it took a little much too much gas out of the tank, making the catch up from falling behind early.
Could be.
Yeah, and I talked to Coach Bilderback after the game, and she says, listen, we do this almost every game. We have these spurts where it's like, man, if we play like that, I don't know if anybody could beat us. But then the rest of the time, we play like we've never really played basketball before. And I think that's their struggle right now.
And I think to a degree the men have had that same problem. The men have had 5 or 6 minute time frames where they haven't been able to score.
So the men were on the road last night at Marshall, another I hate to bring this up, but another beautiful basketball arena.
Yes,
it just jumped off the screen on television. It was so pretty. And in a way, sort of the same thing. You know, get toward the end of the game, Marshall pulls away. Here's what I observed about that game, Kelly. Every time, and the Golden Eagles led, we should say, at halftime. Every time the Golden Eagles would make a run, they would bomb a three-pointer. And just it was that three-point shooting of Marshall that just kept the Eagles at bay, and they never could overcome that.
And actually, if you look at a lot of the Southern Miss men's game statistics over the season, you'll see score-wise completely different stories in the first half and the second half. There have been games where the Eagles have led at half, lost it in the second. Last night, led at half, actually had a decent little lead in the first half at different times, that lost it at the end.
Right.
So they clearly seem to be better in the first half statistically than they are in the second.
Yeah,
and you know what's funny is Southern Miss actually made more three-pointers than Marshall did last night, which is just, I mean, hilarious.
But Marshall made them at crucial times.
Exactly. That's what I was just about to get to.
Right.
Southern Miss hit 10 three-pointers, which, honestly, I don't know exactly, but that seems like might be the most they did all season. I mean, they started the game, and they were just bombing threes and nailing them. But, you know, they didn't hit them down the stretch like you're saying, Bob, and Marshall did. And it kills momentum, and especially when you're on the road and, you know, you hit a deep three and then the crowd gets into it, then Southern Miss turns the basketball over, and then, you know, they throw up an alley-oop or something. And, but the loss drops Southern Miss to under 500. They're now sitting at 12-13 overall and 6-7 in Sunbelt.
I will say this, though, guys. You watch a game like that and you look at the atmosphere that was in that arena, the beautiful arena, loud, crazy. It's got to be tough to go in an environment like that and win a game.
Yeah,
not an excuse. They need to start winning some games.
And I almost would rather lose by 40 points than lose one like 4 points
kinda,
on the road.
Yeah,
you know,
kinda,
because
yeah.
when you lose by 40, you're kind of never in it, and you're thinking this just wasn't our day from the get-go. But to work it back as close as the Eagles
did.
And then ultimately just let it
get
off.
There was no quit in them now. You got to
say
you're
that. Right.
There
you're
was
right
no quit.
That.
They played hard all night long.
And Binet finally kind of took the bull by the horns. Listen, 31 points, career game, you know, for him last night. So now, you know, Tavares may play Saturday against Old Dominion. Old Dominion got beat by Monroe.
They're playing against Kent State Saturday.
Oh, Kent State. That's right. Kent State in the MAC Challenge. But Old Dominion, who would be the next game, I think, for the Eagles, they got beat by Louisiana Monroe. So that's a team that you think you could get one against.
But where is this team right now, Demo?
11th out of 14.
Yeah.
So that would mean that they would be playing in the first round in Pensacola.
Unless they can put some – but here's the positive thing, though, maybe – about the men's team, play a lot of home games.
Yes,
stretch.
Right. But the teams they play at home are not any easy one. I mean, so they have three home games left, and that's South Alabama, who's 16-7. That's Troy, who's number one in the league right now, and then Kent State, who's on Saturday, who's 17-6, and they're talking about potentially a bubble team for the NCAA tournament.
Do they not play ODU at Reed Green?
They do. Sorry,
they do. Yeah, okay, they do. I thought.
So this Kent State team's pretty good.
Yeah, they are good. They're 17-6.
The Golden Flashes will be coming.
What
to
was the bizarre thing yesterday that you knew?
Troy beat them, though. I will say that.
That you knew the nickname of?
Delgado Community College.
Did you catch that yesterday? you weren't with us yesterday. We have a guest that talks about Delgado Community College, and Sander just instantly gives her the...
I said the Fighting Dolphins? And
yeah.
She went, yes.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm kind of autistic that way that I just...
Well, at least he admits it.
You know, on the spectrum where I can't...
I think his mother at one point dropped him when he was a baby.
Can't tell you what I had for breakfast,
I'm pretty sure
but I
she
know
did.
The mascot.
She did more than that.
Can you remember what you had at the last Chinese buffet?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Twice.
That's easy. That's easy. But it's going to be for both basketball teams. It's going to be a tough placement because the women, although started out strong, now will hit that road stretch going down. And although
they have a lot of they finished the season on a 4-game road streak.
Yeah,
I mean that
That's really not fair.
It's
that's just terrible.
And the men are on a two-game road string.
I really am at Media Day next year, because that's the only time we really get face-to-face communication with the commissioner. I'm going to ask Keith Gill. I'm going to say, look, this is football media day, but I want to ask you about basketball. What is the thought process of making all the teams go on these four-game road trips or four-game homestands?
You know, I talked with some people inside of Southern Miss's administration, and he said the only way to avoid it is having these longer weeks, if you would. So, for example, instead of playing Thursday, Saturday, you would play a Wednesday road game and then come home on Saturday. He said that would really be the only way to avoid it. And I said, does that really sound that bad? I mean, I would much rather that than...
Would they not prefer that?
I would think so.
And how do other leagues get away with it?
I agree.
It's not like Sunbelt.
It's like the remedy to me didn't sound like it was, like, preposterous, right?
Or all that bad.
Right.
Compared to the alternative.
Well, let me tell you a basketball team that's not having any problems, and that is William Carey University. This may be one of the best teams they've had, and they've had a lot of good ones. Kelly knows a lot about William Carey basketball. You did them for many years.
I did.
We're going to talk to Steve Knight. He's the head coach and Hall of Famer at Southern Miss next, about William Carey and Coach Knight's time as a Golden Eagle. We're at Ramey Motors in Purvis on the road. Dakota Baker still to come. Glad you're with us. Stick around.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, back at Ramey Motors. First Eagle Hour remote of the year. Should point out, though, we'll be at the Peak next Friday for our normal two-hour kickoff.
I was going to say, what's going on out there?
A little baseball game going to take
place.
A bit of a pitcher's duel, too, by the way.
I've heard that.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of one.
A couple of good ones are going to be out there.
Our next guest knows a thing or two about pitching.
Are you talking about Bone Knight?
Is it Bone Knight?
Bone, that was his nickname.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Coach Steve Knight, head basketball coach at William Carey, enjoying a magnificent year. Coach, I never heard anything about this Bone McKnight.
No, Bone Knight.
Bone Knight, yeah.
Yeah, Kelly, I've been hiding that for about 50 years now, so it's out. Other than my close friends and high school buddies and college buddies, they know. It's simply because I was in high school, I was 6'2", 140 pounds, and in college I was 6'5", 165, so I was just a stick. So that's all it is.
We are on the air, by the way.
We'll keep that a secret, Coach. We'll just keep that all between the three of us.
Okay.
Coach, you've had a lot of good basketball teams, but you and I were visiting with each other this week, and you told me this could be one of your very best. You guys have you're deep into the year. You've only lost two games. Am I correct about that? The entire season, and what's been
That's
the secret
correct.
This year? How has everything worked so well for you, Coach?
Well, it's really been surprising. You know, we lost two first-team all-conference guards, one of them being Dylan Brumfield, who's now over at Southern Miss playing point guard. And our other wing was a senior who averaged about 10 points a game, 11 points a game, really good player. Local kid, Ashton Campbell. So, you know, we had a lot to replace, and we just went out and we moved our starting four-man to the point guard, which he played out of position last year, and that's been a big help. I mean, we brought in some talented players, and our guys that are returning have really had good off seasons and came in with a lot of confidence. And it's just meshed. We've got good chemistry. We're deep. We're 10 or 11 deep. We press a lot. Guys like playing that way. And we got off to a good start, and it just kind of built from there.
And we should point out the Satyrs are in action tonight. They play later
That's
tonight.
Right.
So we really do appreciate you coming on the show. Is there any one or two or three kids that really jump out that you want to give some recognition to that have been exceptionally good for you this year?
Well, yeah, we have several, but Makeem Roberts is the guy who makes us go. Makeem is a Meridian High School kid. He played for a former player of mine, Ron Norman, and then he played for James Green at at Meridian Community College. So he's been well taught, well coached, and just a tough kid playing point guard. But he was just named this week the conference and NAI National Defensive Player of the Week. And that includes rebounds, steals, and block shots. And he's actually leading the country in steals right now and averages about 8.8 points a game. So just has had a fantastic year. And he's our leader. But we've had a kid that transferred from Jones Community College and named Malik Franklin, who is actually our leading scorer. He comes off the bench, just a dynamite offensive player. He's a lefty guard and just got great offensive skills. Back in high school, he played it over in Vicksburg, and he was the 5A state player of the year. So, obviously, he's been talented for a long time. I think the next one I'll talk about is Randarius Hughes, who is from Heidelberg, and he's 6'6", about 235. 240, and he's the guy that doesn't get a lot of recognition, but he's had double digits in many games. He's actually had almost 10 double doubles this year as our five man. So he's a workhorse and done a great job. So Anthony Robinson, 6'6", four man, played point guard growing up. So that's the tough thing about us offensively. We're very, very hard to match up with. We like to score. We like to shoot it pretty quick. The old basketball coaches that, are into, and I was this way for many years, running patterns and getting a great shot every time down the floor. We don't play that way, I'm sorry to say. We try to get good shots, but these kids are kids, and sometimes they'll take a bad one, but we take a bunch of them. The thing that makes us go is we're number two in the country in forcing turnovers, and we're number one in the country in steals. And so our defense turns into offense, and that gets us going up and down the floor. We're averaging about 92 points a game. So that's it in a nutshell.
Coach Knight, a couple of years ago, in recent past, William Carey instituted a junior varsity program. The people who've been to high school, of course, understand about JVs, but you never really hear that at the college level. I want you to take us through that thought process and the ultimate decision of adding a JV and how it has helped your program overall.
Well, there's two reasons for that. One is there's just so many good basketball players out there. And these kids in high school, they want to continue on. They want to have an opportunity to play, and they're sort of getting squeezed right now, as everyone knows. So we actually were ahead of the curve in starting the JV. Now a lot of other schools have added, and also, it's easier to get a schedule because there's so many more prep schools out there, the 13th year, because these high school kids, they don't have anywhere to go. So I think it helps develop our players. It also gives our assistant coaches experience of being a head coach, and it's worked really well. We've brought, I think it's over five JV players have moved up to our varsity team, and some of them have been fantastic players for us after they played 2 years of JV. And it's more like a developmental team is what it is.
Yeah, and I'd imagine too that during practice you could actually use your varsity players to compete against the JV players, and which makes them better.
That's right. And yeah, the JV also, they run the same stuff we run offensively and defensively. So they, if they do get moved up, then they're ahead of the curve as before a recruit that might be coming in just fresh. So it's been good for us. It really has.
Coach, what's next coming up for you guys? What should people expect? When does the tournament start, I guess, and how many games do you have left until then?
Yeah, Damon, we've got three more weeks, regular season. We're home today and Saturday. We're on the road next Thursday and Saturday, and we're back home for the last week on Thursday and Saturday. So four home games, two road games. Two road games are really, really tough. One's at Faulkner University. The other one's at University of Mobile. And then the following week is conference time in Montgomery. So, you know, we're one game lead in the west side in front of Faulkner and Loyola. So it's going to go down the wire as far as regular season. But
Coach, you've only lost two games, and you're only one game in first place?
Yeah, how about that? Good teams on our side. I think the east side, the leader has four or five losses. But on the west side, it's pretty strong. So I would expect that the three teams that I mentioned, us and Loyola and Faulkner, and then there's Life University on the other side, and possibly Bruton Parker, will be making it into the 64 team. NAI national tournament. So unless someone just falls on their face.
And Bob, we were talking yesterday that the winningest coaches in the state of Mississippi right now,
it's hard to believe,
are both at William Carey. Steve Knight on the basketball side, Bobby Hallford on the baseball side. The two most winning coaches in the state of Mississippi.
History.
Yes, are both at William Carey.
History of Mississippi. That's pretty remarkable, don't you think, Coach Knight?
It is. Bobby and I have been here a long time, and, you know, we share a lot of values. We talk. Bobby used to be a basketball coach. I used to be a baseball guy. So we talk back and forth, and I enjoy watching his teams play, and he's always sitting in our bleachers X-ing and O-ing, and he'll come up and he'll say, "Hey, man, you made a great call there late in the game," that sort of thing.
And the women's team. I mean, the women's team. The women's team are, you know, they only have two losses as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
So they're all just been a great year for basketball so far.
Now, Coach Knight, I talked to some really old law enforcement guys who said that you and Bobby Hallford also back in the day raised a little cane, shall we say?
Oh my God!
When you in your younger years.
Yeah, as all of our former players say, Jerry, we've gotten softer through our years. So, yeah, we were both pretty – we were a lot rowdier when we were younger, that's for sure.
That's just life, yeah.
You're right.
Hey, Coach,
thanks
a lot. Best of luck to you tonight. We always enjoy our conversations with you.
Okay, appreciate you guys.
Coach Steve Knight, everybody. William Carey, one of the great guys around of all time, really. We'll be right back. Dakota Baker's talking about great athletes.
And when we come back, we're going to find out who and who wasn't named on the All-Conference Sun Belt preseason team.
Yeah, this is pretty stumped.
This is
stuff.
Bad.
We'll be right back.
Bad.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we're glad you are. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the road. And, of course, we do the first remote of 2026 with our buddies here at Ramey Motors. And I don't guess we say thank you enough to Dakota and the gang down here. We sure appreciate you guys having us down here all the time, Dakota.
Man, we enjoy y'all here. Did you see, though, we started Kelly out on the right path this year. There's no cookies. There's no nothing. It's just water today.
All I can say is if the people heard what was said on the break, I don't think we'll be coming back.
It would be the last Eagle Hour. No, probably not. But, I'm glad that you guys caught on to that. And because you notice he stays at the desk when there's not a bunch of snacks over there.
No doubt. He stays over here.
And the first thing I said when I came in, I said, "What?
Yeah.
There's no cookies, no
popcorn. Do you remember last year when he actually ate y'all's lunch?
Oh, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was the Popeyes?
Yeah, you were having trying to eat fried chicken, and Kelly walks in and takes everybody's lunch
food. Come back, and there wasn't nothing but a bone. Ligament, skin, down.
There's absolutely nothing else good that you can do with fried chicken other than to eat it.
There's something else you can do with it.
Dakota Baker's with us, and Dakota, here we are at New Year. Luke Johnson, several years ago, identified this place perfectly as a grown man's toy store. You got everything, but you're about to have a big deal for your customers to tell them how much you appreciate them. Let's hear that.
Absolutely. So we have everybody knows Stale Cracker. That's money, dude. I put that on a cracker. He'll be here February 28th as our customer appreciation of kind of a crawfish boil that day from 10 to 2. So y'all come out and have some crawfish. We got deals on everything. Matt's going to run some big specials down here in our sporting goods section. We're going to have some deals on a lot down there. But mainly everything, we're going to try to have all of our stuff marked with prices. That way there's no haggle, no hiccups, no nothing. Put our, you know, low-rate finance and 0% options on tractors, skid steers, excavators, lawnmowers. I mean, pretty much everything we got besides boats and Hondas, you can do 0%.
So spring's just around the corner, and that's going to be a big time of the year for you guys.
That's when it starts popping off. I don't think we've really had this good of a selection of boats this early in the last 5 years, really. So I'm really looking forward to boat season here. We've got a lot of jet rigs, bay boats, bass boats. We pretty much got you covered from 14 foot to 22 foot, every aspect you need right here on One Stop. And we have, you know, when you buy the boat, we also have life jackets, all the stuff to get you Coast Guard certified over here to make sure you're legal. We have everything here. Like you said, it's just one stop shop. Hondas have been doing really good as well. And then, I mean, mowers. I mean, I think it's going to be cold the rest of the week, right? And then next week, lows in the 50s, maybe high 40s, and up in the 70s. So lawnmowers are about to kick off. But I'm hoping it stays warm. I'm not worried about what the groundhog said at all. I'm hoping it stays warm for us, because if it does, it's going to kick off really well this year, I think.
Well, part of the reason the springtime is also so good is it's tax season.
Absolutely.
And people will find out they're getting the tax refund, and then the guys will go, oh, good, I've got some, you know.
I got mine. I went ahead and filed for my taxes and got that nice refund. Thank you to the president. And
already?
Well, it's not already in the.
No.
You haven't got it yet, but I've
But I filed it.
A lot of customers talk about this overtime tax thing.
Yes.
Where you're getting a lot of stuff back.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not real big in it. We don't get overtime. We know we're commission-based. But I know a lot of people were raving about that. I know EV credits for some of those people that bought EVs.
Yeah, before I started with the Pine Belt News, I was working at a restaurant, you know, for most of the year, and I was serving. So all those tips,
y'all got it.
I'm getting almost all that money back.
That's so good.
That's awesome. Great.
That's good.
Y'all don't make nothing per hour now.
Yeah, it was $2.14 an hour.
I mean, solely on tips. I mean, people complained about that. I'm like, well, would you rather a restaurant or have to pay somebody like you $20 an hour
Correct.
To serve
Correct.
Or vice versa? Let these guys, who cares if they get, I mean, let them get their stuff tax-free.
When is your open house?
February 28th. It'll be 10 to 2 that day. Okay. Stale Cracker will be out here, and we'll have a couple other people out and about. So if y'all ain't got nothing going that day, come by and see us. I know Kelly will be there.
We learned that on the break.
We've got Kelly a spot set up right next to him. We're going to get him on Stale Cracker Live.
Oh, no.
With the two-step.
I don't even know what that is, but all I had to hear is the word cracker and free. So
you can just call me Crackers.
Yeah.
You would drive to Purvis just to eat free crackers.
You got it.
You don't know who Stale Cracker is?
I really don't know.
That's Bob. Come on.
He doesn't know either.
I do not know.
Holy moly. I am disappointed.
Well, tell us.
So when y'all go, he's a Cajun guy from down in Kentwood, Louisiana. He hit the scene 4 or 5 years ago. He put that on a cracker. He cooks. Does all kind of stuff. Okay. Ex-Highway Patrol for Louisiana. But just a really cool guy, down-to-earth guy. He's just a – He's
a
Cajun.
He huge following on YouTube and
6.4 million on TikTok alone. I mean, he's got like 14 million followers. I mean, he's big, but he's just a Southern guy. I mean, just a Cajun guy from South Louisiana. Awesome dude. But seriously, y'all look him up, see what he does. Uh-huh. I mean, he's a great guy. Gives back, does a lot of hope. I don't know if it is Hope Outdoors. There's one outdoor person he gets with and takes, you know. People and handicapped people hunting, fishing, and goes. I mean, he tries to give back the boat.
That's good stuff.
He is, man. He's a great guy.
All right, Dakota, you're a baseball player, and So I want Dima to report what he told us when he came here. And you said you and your wife were actually talking about this last night. Let's hear this.
Yeah, the conference preseason baseball awards came out yesterday afternoon, ironically right after the show. But Blake Cavell for Troy was named the preseason player of the year. Cameron Flukey for Coastal Carolina, the pitcher of the year. Three Southern Miss players made the list: Colby Allen, Tucker Stockman, and Ben Higdon. There's one name not on there that I just can't believe, guys, yeah. And y'all can chime in, but I'm a journalist, and I still can't believe it.
Like, Dakota, you were talking about this with your wife last night.
I mean, dude, it's a total snub. I mean, dude, and the guy is so likable.
Tell people who we're talking about.
No, Matthew Russo, man. Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. You hit
18 home runs.
I mean, you're right there, 296. I mean, you're scratching right there at 300 batting average. A great person. I mean, dude.
And people.
Good defensively.
Yeah, I was going to say, people don't talk about his defensive.
He's a big target down there, man. He moves well. I know he trimmed up last year. But, man, for him to be snubbed, and he was ranked the number 15th or 20. Which one was it? I can't remember. 15th, first
15th,
baseman.
I think,
first baseman in the country.
And went because Stockman was 20th catcher.
20th catcher.
But that
right,
makes
right.
the all-star team of the Sun Belt.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And, you know, they take one player from each position. So Blake Cavell, who's the preseason player of the year, he plays first base. So they put him at the first base. But when you look at his stats, 11 home runs last season, you know, 12 doubles, 50 RBIs. Now, he did hit 320. But when you compare that with Matthew Russo's stats, who hit 290, which of course is a little bit lower. He also hit 11 doubles. He had 57 RBIs and 18 homers.
Yeah, man, you got like, more big flies there. And you're
what are you doing? I mean, and he's more than likely going to be your three-hole hitter this year.
No, he should be the anchor in that lineup.
Right,
hope, man.
And so it's honestly inexplainable. Now, I don't care about the Cameron Flukey, and we can go ahead and report this too, that Coastal Carolina was picked to win the Sun Belt. They were ranked first. Southern Miss was second. They received one first-place vote. But they were separated by 8 points, or 12 points. And then it was a drop-off to Troy. Marshall at fourth. Louisiana, who received a first-place vote at 126, and they're fifth. And it goes on the list, down the list, Texas State at sixth. Georgia Southern and Old Dominion tied at 7. Arkansas State at 9. App State at 10. South Alabama at 11. Georgia State at 12. James Madison at 13. And who and behold would guess that ULM's last?
Yeah, poor Monroe.
And by the way, we should mention that this is a coach's poll. So the coaches in the Sun Belt voted on this.
Dakota, I'm not convinced that anybody in the Sun Belt is better than Southern Miss until I see it on the field.
It's hard to believe, man. And I mean, look, last year Coastal Carolina had a great lineup. They lost Bodine. They lost a lot last year. And Southern, I mean, we lost Pato. You lost Ozzie, which is, I mean, I loved watching Ozzie. He had so much pop for such a little guy.
That's
your biggest loss to me. Him and Pato. Yeah. Pato was more, which they're both leaders in the clubhouse, I feel, for sure. But you lost a lot of pop there. But, I mean, dude, I think Russo steps up. I think Big Hingdon being in there every day. And then Gillespie, we talked to the break. Gillespie has got plenty of pop if he can just cut the strikeout.
And he looks so good in the scrimmages that I've seen him. Like I said, I went out there the other day, and it was probably 37 degrees, and he hit 430 over the center field.
I got to believe he's probably going DH.
I would
look if he's not starting in the outfield.
It's going to be between him and Urban. So Urban could DH.
So you got we should have Higdon in right.
Right. Yeah.
You have
Higdon
Urban
right.
in center right.
Stelly. Caleb Stelly.
I'm not familiar with this guy.
Yeah, so he's the transfer from Louisiana.
From Louisiana.
I got you. Okay.
He came with Gunnar Leje. And then in left field is kind of the question of whether or not that's going to be Gillespie or Urban.
Yeah.
But Urban could play center.
Urban had some clutch pinch hits.
I will say, I don't think they're going to be good in center.
You think one of those two kids will rotate as the DH from left field?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, I think you make a great point, Dakota. My observation at the scrimmages I've been in, if there is a step back, and we haven't played a game yet, clearly it's center field.
It's the middle of the field.
But that's such a high bar there.
Dude, I mean, the guy you just are replacing, and Jake Cook, man, I mean, people did not give him credit last year. I told Bria, I said, that dude is fast. Like real fast, and she's like, "I said, watch him hit a ground ball in the infield, and these dudes are just trying to make a routine play." And dude, they look up, and then you see, give them everything, and then,
that's not going to be on the team this year.
No, I mean, the only player maybe is Ty Long that could do something like that, but But I think it's really the whole middle of the field. I don't even think you stop at center. I worry a little bit about second base with Kyle Morrison there. You know, of course, replacing Nick Monastir. Nick Monastir was such a consistent mainstay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen Morrison drop a few. Ty Long is still a young player at shortstop. You know, you've got to give some of that there. So yeah. I'm worried about the whole middle of the field there, yeah. second, short, and center.
Defensively, but if you can make up for it on the other side of the coin with offense, then
or if the other team can't score.
Or no worse for the wear, yeah. For sure.
All right, we're at Ramey Motors down in Purvis. Stick around with us, Dakota. We'll be right back, wrap up this edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour next.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour at Ramey Motors down here in Purvis. Last segment of the program today, Dakota hung around with us. And all right, Dakota, what's next on the agenda down here besides your event for your customer base? When do things really kick back in gear?
Usually after Valentine's Day, it starts to warm up, or we'll get that warm spurt that we just talked about. You know, that's when it's going to kick off with boats, lawnmowers, and that's going to hit hard there for a little while. And tax season, like Kelly said earlier, man, that's when everybody starts getting the returns. People like me who's filed early already because, well, I just ain't got nothing else to do. Might as well file to try to get some of the money back. But, I mean, that's when it's really going to kick off boats. And then you're going to need guys with tax write-offs. They're going to be guys, hey, man, I need tractors, skid steer. I need to go spend some money so I ain't got to give it to Uncle Sam. And it's really, I think, to me, I always look for March 1st or 2nd is when it just really hits off hard.
Tractors, I think, in spring got to be big.
They're big. They're really your bigger item come August, September, food
really?
Plot season.
Really?
I mean, you get your big hay tractors right now. Yeah, you're correct on that part. Your bigger, higher horsepower guys are cutting hay, getting ready to put all that up, you know, going in towards wintertime, stacking all the hay. But then once we get towards that August, that's when mom and pop guys like ourselves that may have 30 or 40 acres that want to buy a package, or you just bought some land, you want to keep your land maintained, or, you know, hey, you're just in a hunt club and you're tired of borrowing somebody's tractor or renting or paying people to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you've got enough land, you can write all this stuff off towards that land and get that money back in taxes. So a lot of people are learning those tax codes now, and it's helping a lot of people get money back in taxes. And
Kelly, that talk of all this work just made you look tired just sitting there hearing about it.
Well, I want the service department, because normally when you think of a service department, you think of cars and trucks, right? But you guys service everything you sell here.
Everything we do, we've got two F-450s running around with cranes that we do. You know, that's, I think, what separates us, too, is we deliver things for free within a certain radius, but also, too, we can come out here. Like, just say you buy a truck, like, look, I hit my 50-hour service. I really don't feel like driving an hour to you, dropping it off, coming back in a few days. We can come straight to you in service. And do everything you need there. That way, just a mobile servicing.
So you make house calls.
House calls. That's all we do.
But I mean, it's unique to me that you know how to fix trucks. You know how to fix 4x4s. You know how to, you know,
boats.
Yeah.
Cane Brake, Lake Serene, Big Bay. Man, we tear it up out there. People call like, man, will you come out here and service? Sure, man. As long as we can get to, you know, we can't contaminate the water or anything with oil. But as long as we got a good spot, if you got a boat lift, we can pretty much do anything we need to. At the boat, or worst case scenario, pull it out of the water right there, service it right at the boat dock or at the boat launch, tighten everything.
So the boat lift could help me get out of my car every once in a while?
Yes, but they make small cranes for that, Kelly.
Okay, All right, good. I just don't want to get in that type of situation where I can't get out of my own car.
You look like Hightower or Police Academy.
Heavy equipment, Kelly. That's what you need is some heavy equipment.
Need to get him a beeper.
All right, Dima, basketball loses too, but they're going to be back at it pretty quick, right?
Yeah, both teams play Saturday in the Sun Belt MAC Challenge. The men hosting Kent State, the women heading to Toledo. the Rockets up there in Ohio. So, you know, back on the floor, and we'll see what happens. Both programs right now in, you know, tough situations. They're both falling in the standings and way outside of that top six how we've talked about all season where they need to
right.
be.
And right. the softball team opens the season tomorrow. And yep. on tomorrow's program, we're going to hear from one of the preseason selections, a first team All Sun Belt. With the softball team.
Okay. I'm Matthew Russo.
So let's take a quick poll. What is the dumber decision by the Sun Belt? Matthew Russo not being on the all-tournament team, or the Sun Belt not allowing Southern Miss and Coastal to play a regular season series?
The number one on my list is the four-game road trips in basketball.
Well, that could be right up there. Right up there.
I think the biggest snub is, I mean, I think they save that battle of the big dogs at the end. I kind of like that, but I also think it separates – you know, if Southern could go over there and take two out of three or three out of four or whatever, that solidifies you as, you know, a better
seed. And what Coach Oz will tell you that frustrated him more than anything last year is they almost won the regular season, and the team they lost it to, they never got the opportunity to play.
Correct. I wrote a story on that this week, and the schedule lines up for that to happen again.
Of course.
And it's outside of Southern Miss's control.
I think they do that on purpose.
Because Coastal doesn't play Troy either.
Yeah.
So that they avoid Southern Miss and Troy in the regular season.
Yeah, get this, Dakota. Possible? They could win the league and not play
the number two
and number three teams, according to the preseason polls. In the league.
Of course,
Troy
Coastal.
At home this year?
Yes. But of course, Coastal is right now the favorite and the defending champions. So we do need to mention that.
Yeah, somebody's got to beat them, to show, but I don't think there's any question that on any given day Southern Miss can do that,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I think they can do it. I'd love to play them at home. Oh, I'd love to play them at the Pete, man.
What a great series that would be.
Oh,
would that be electric?
Because, I mean,
Fluky.
Yeah. I mean, dude, he's a dog. You got to give it to him. But behind him, I don't feel like it's that dominant anymore.
They got some really good back end arms. They transferred in some good pitchers. And like we mentioned on the Sun Belt All Conference team, three of their pitchers outside of Fluky are on that list.
Okay,
so they're going to have some back end arms. But Southern Miss has got to worry about next week's arm, Jackson Fuller and the Sioux Santa
Barbara.
How do you
like this opening matchup for Southern Miss? Two All American pitchers on the mound.
I'm just going to show us what you got. I mean, they went we went to TCU last year. Man, they were like, "Man, if we come out of there with a win, we're good." Well, they went over there and played ball.
Won the series.
You
kind of set the pace for the whole year.
I agree, 100% set the tone. I mean, I would rather them go over there and face them you're going to see what you made of really quick.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dakota, you guys have been with this program a long time, man. We appreciate it, and please let all the owners know how much we appreciate
it as
well.
Absolutely, guys. We appreciate you, even Kelly.
Even Kelly. All right, back.
I think I just heard his chair break.
No,
we'll send that in. We'll send
a
bill.
We appreciate you not putting all the snacks out.
Next time there will be a full line for
Kelly. Speak for yourself. Yeah.
Back in the studio tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.